Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Dawn,
giving them all
dress
like $1 million bucks,
but
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me,
mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Yep, trying to make it work too. I'm not trying. I'm getting it. I'm getting it done to the best of my abilities. Now, something funny my father taught me. He said, "Son, when you've done all you can do, if you've done your absolute best and you look up and it didn't get the job done, take a deep breath and do some more. That used to bug me, man, when my father used to tell me, that's the son, when you've done your absolute best and you think you can't do no more, you've done all you can, and it still don't get the job done, take yourself a deep breath and do some more. And you know what? I found that has worked every single time. Every single time. Because what my father knew was that what you think is your breaking point, or what you think is your all in all, he said, son, it's just something about it, man. If you just gather yourself, you got a little bit more. Everybody got some more. And I got to be honest with you. It has worked. It has helped me greatly. And, you know, it. Everybody does have some more. You know, I tell that to my sons all the time. Dad, I did my best. Well, let me ask you something else. Could you have done anything else? Could you have studied a little harder? Could you have shown up a little bit earlier? Could you stayed a little bit later? Yeah. Well, then, okay, that's what you should have done then. See, there's always a way. But if you're going to create excuses, if you're going to make them up all the time about why you don't get it done, I have a very, very sad statement for you right now. You're never going to get anything done. You're never going to get to the top. Not to the top. You can get halfway up. Now, you can get a third of the way up. You can get three quarters of the way up. But if you don't have that little extra reserve in you, you're not getting to the top. The top is only reserved for those that have the wherewithal and the power, the desire, the drive, and the gut-wrenching effort to get to the top. The top is reserved only for the top. It's just the top. There ain't but one top. In the middle, done, ain't it? You know, the top of the mountain, halfway, it's a different view at the top. Things look different from up top. So if you want to get to the top of whatever, your profession, your field, your career, whatever it is, you got to do extra. You have to do more. More is expected of you. More, but here's what's really crazy. More is required of you. Don't live your life in a lackadaisical state. Don't wake up every day with the feeling of, well, you know, whatever happens, happens. Nah, man, have a say-so in your life. You, first of all, let me ask you something. Who has God? Name the person that God has given authority over you. Name the person. But who is the person? Nobody has domain over you. God didn't create that person. So what you sitting here for, man? What are you sitting here for, letting people who do not know direct your path? Why are you worried about all these people with what they got to say about you and all these people with what they got to think about you when, here's the news flash, they don't know either? All these people that you overly concerned about, all these people that you go into these answers for, they need answers too. Stop. What are you doing here? Gather yourself for a minute. Here is a solution to all of that. You have one source that will be there for you to the end of time, and that is your relationship with God. That is the one thing that's solid and for sure. He's behind the wall. He's in your jail cell. He rides with you in the police car. He's with you on your job up at the school. He's down there in the board meetings with you. He goes with you when you travel on planes. He sits with you when you're in a relationship. He helps you with your parenting skills. He helps you. He's there to assist you. If you do the right things, he show you and guide you to your next job. When you lose your job and you think it's a wrap, there's some good behind it, man. God is always working on your behalf to those that believe. You just got to believe. He don't ask you for nothing else. Believe in me. That's all he asks you to do. What you tripping for, man? And then when you make the decision to believe in him and it comes out your mouth from time to time somewhere, what you worried about what people say? What you worried about what they think for? Why? Who are they? They need God too. You telling them you found something new, that you gonna give this a shot right here. Now they got some yin yang and some yakety yak to say about that. When they need God too, that's what amazes me, man, about people. Sit up in here, man, be knocking your dream and stuff. Look, if you're an atheist, man, do your thing. Do your thing. But you can't create no laws where I can't do mine. That don't make no sense, man. That makes no sense at all to me. You have the right to go be whatever you want to be. You know, if you don't like the fact that I'm in school, got my head bowed down, and I'm saying a prayer before I take this test, just don't bow your head, don't you pray. But if some kids want to get together, that's some crazy mess. That's what happened in our schools. We took prayer out of schools. Now look at our schools. You send your child to school, and someone else comes back home. That's a whole nother thing right here. That's not what I want to talk to you about. But I was just throwing it out because, you know, hey, man, your relationship with God is essential to your success as a person. It's essential to your existence. It's essential to where you're trying to go and what you're trying to be because he made you. Why would you not talk to the person that made you to find out what he created you for? I ain't talking about your parents. Who made your parents? This is God. We created in his image. Why would you not talk to your maker to see why you got made? That don't make sense to you. If you're sitting and gotten yourself in a situation, you sitting in a jail cell somewhere, you locked up, you doing some time, man, be a good time for you to reflect. But whatever your situation is, man, God can get you through it. He can give you the strength, the courage, the wherewithal, the understanding, everything you need, the wisdom to get you through anything you're going through. You just got to touch base with him. I need God every single day of my life. And what he's done for me, man, off the chain. But guess what? He'll do the same thing for you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to wake up. Well, not to wake up, because if you're listening to me, you should be already awake. Yeah. I think the time has come to realize that you are awake, and how you got here was absolutely amazing. I think that's the realization we need to come to, that it ain't an automatic. So thank you. Thank you to the Creator for waking us up this morning, giving us this other chance and opportunity. That's how we do it right here. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend of Nephew Tommy. Well, look like something happened, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You know, I can always tell he just looks so.
Man, you're good at that.
Yeah, I can. I can always tell when something happens.
Oh, man.
Well, Junior, go ahead.
What is
no,
this?
No, Unc, man, you know.
It Bob ain't finna be so, that big a deal either.
So the Bible says. I don't think y'all y'all don't appreciate it, because I'm serious. I'm coming to y'all with love right now. But I'm saying, like the Bible says, so a man thinking, so a man thinking, so he is. So I'm with Tommy on this one now, Tom.
What I do?
No, I'm with you on this, Tom, because I believe
now. Drag him on in now.
No, I just want to be handsome, Unc. I think I'm handsome now. And I think if I think it, so it should be. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm thinking.
There you go.
I'm thinking it because Tommy had a point. Why would I sit up here and just agree to be ugly? I don't.
Right.
Why would we be doing that?
Because you listen.
I don't want nobody to say nothing. Go ahead.
Can
and
we
finish
laugh?
That.
Because so I'm thinking if I'm fine, it should be. Because Tommy think it all the time. Don't nobody. He don't even waver when y'all say he ugly.
Okay.
I'm finna start doing that.
Okay. Mm. But let me ask you just this one question. Just because Tommy think it. Right. But see, you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to help you understand when it comes to physical attributes. You can think it all you want. You is what you is. Let's be clear about that.
What?
See, you know what? Y'all been ugly so long. That you just want everybody else to be that with you.
See, and y'all want to use the Bible quote, a man is as he thinking. But have you, see, it's other verses in there too. To thine own self. See, what? If you could just start with being truthful with yourself, it'll help us all out. We ain't got to sit here and look at y'all and try to go along with this. If y'all would just to thine own self be true. And then you said what Tommy said. There's another scripture. It's a commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Uh-huh.
See?
And if you know he ugly, and then you try to tell us he cute, to me, you bearing false witness.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying? What you're not going to do is use the Lord's words to try to justify how both of y'all looking. Now, you feel how you want to feel. Now, ain't got nothing to do with me, Shirley, Carla, and Monica.
Coming up
in 30 minutes
after the hour, we're going to run that prank back with the nephew with his cute self right after
you refuse to breathe sometime, but you still here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We're dealing with a Jezebel. Shirley, would you explain what a Jezebel is?
Oh, what? Was she your go-to, though, for it?
Because my grandmother used to call me that when I had...
Wow.
Used to call you a Jezebel?
She used to call me that when I had on, like, red nails or something, yeah. It she's kind of this wayward woman in the Bible. I mean, that's the best way to put it, you know. I'll just leave it like that.
Okay. Well, this right here is that, this is that Jezebel spirit, that Jezebel spirit. And we can't have that in our church. We just don't, we don't tolerate that Jezebel spirit around here. All right.
Religion self.
Yeah. Red nails, red dresses and red hats and all of that. Jezebel spirit. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach, Sister Alicia.
All right.
You may not know my voice, but I'm sure you probably know me if you saw me. But I'm Brother Greg at the church.
Okay. All right. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry to disturb your evening. I wanted to reach out to you. The workers at the church. We had a meeting.
Okay.
A lot of the deacons and the sisters at the church. Had a meeting and I wanted to give you a call. Now, Melanie, that's your sister, right?
Yeah, that's my sister. That's my baby sister.
Okay. All right. Well, now we got a bit of a problem, but they felt that it would be best for me to call you and discuss it with you and let you know what the what they have agreed upon. I'm just basically the messenger, and I'm just calling you to give you the word of what's going on.
Okay. Brother Greg, right?
Yeah, Brother Greg. Greg.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Your wife is in the choir, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Light skin. Okay, okay. I know you. I think I know you. Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. Well, like I said, Sister Alicia, what the officials of the church are saying is that they're saying that they have reason to believe that your sister has been having an affair with Pastor and
my sister.
Your sister Melanie. And they saying she's having had an affair with Pastor. Now, like I said, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, so why y'all calling me about something Melanie doing?
Well,
what does that have to do with me?
Like I said, the officials had a meeting, and what they're saying is this is nothing but a Jezebel spirit, and what they
no,
don't
wait,
want
to
do.
Wait a minute, now you're being rude. Now, come on. And
well,
I'm not the sister. Oh, okay, I'm
going to
hear you out now. But
you just hear me out now. They're saying that this is a Jezebel spirit, and they would rather all of the family not be welcome at the church anymore.
Okay. First of all, why are you delivering a message to me about my sister? If I have a problem with my sister, seems like you would be calling my sister. Now, we're two separate people, so why are you calling me about my sister, about a rumor, and now you're saying y'all don't want me in the church? Is that what you're saying, brother?
For the entire family. So if you got some brothers, sisters, aunties, they won't, because evidently all of the ladies in the Thompson family must have some type of Jezebel spirit in them.
Wait a minute now. Like I said, now, be mindful who you speaking to, calling somebody a Jezebel. What you can't do is call somebody and accuse somebody and then call them a derogatory word, talking about somebody a Jezebel. And a Jezebel. Now, you're being rude, sir.
It's a Jezebel spirit, is what they were saying.
That's got to be the most asinine, foolish mess I have ever heard in my life. Who does that? Who are you to call me? Don't ask me no like that. You calling me all like some hood like who the hell calls somebody like they got a Jezebel spirit? That's like calling somebody a kid, talking about you got a badass kid. Does your mama have a Jezebel spirit?
Wait a minute.
Your mama, does your red lipstick wearing white out of Jezebel spirit?
I'm asking you.
And whoop your ass. That's what's going to happen. You're going to mess around and get your ass whooped and get drugged through the damn pool pit around with the top.
Well, as of right now, the family can't come to the church.
You think we want to be around a church that got people constantly asking me, out your damn, do I have a Jezebel spirit? Who?
You never answered the question. Do you have one?
I might have a Rahab spirit now. You know she was a good in the Bible now. I've been a member of this damn church for the last 8 years. I don't pay plenty of tithes at this damn church. And if Pastor has a problem with me, you tell Pastor I have a problem with me.
Sister Alicia. Let me say this and then I'm going to be
through. Go ahead. First of all, before you say another damn word to me, you need to apologize and speak to me like you got some respect.
Okay. Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I apologize because this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you just got pranked by your sister Melanie.
I'm gonna kick y'all ass. How the hell? How in the? That was a
you
good,
all right?
That was a good one. Y'all got me. Ooh, I can't wait to talk to Melanie ass today.
I don't know who the lady is in the choir with the red lipstick on, but that, I have no earthly idea.
I said, now, wait a minute. I ain't been a long time now. Wait till you don't went too far.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I love church people. Hey, let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right.
That go out to all the
Jezebels.
That go out to all Jezebels.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Jill Scott is trending after she applauded Chris Brown's diss track. Boxer Ryan Garcia is bragging about drinking every night after his win over Devin Haney. Plus, Uncle Luke, remember rapper Luther Campbell? Well, he might run for Congress.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Boy, they're going to be getting it in Congress. Go ahead, Luke.
I want to run.
Don't stop. Get it.
Donald Trump can be president. All right. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO. This runs from Jen in Spartanburg. Jen says, I'm married and my husband cheated on me with a younger woman. She called me trying to get me to set my husband up in a hotel room, but I'm too old to play games. When I confronted my husband, he said I should have played along with her because she's lying. Is he innocent or is he running game on me?
Come through. Come through, doggy. Best defense is a strong offense. Should have went along with it because she lied. My man. Hold strong, dog. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if he lying, but I'm going to tell you what. It was a cold move he made, though. I can't tell you that he lying, but I'm telling you, it's a strong move he made. Mm-hmm. It has caused you to have doubt.
Uh-huh.
And in the court of law,
reasonable.
All you need is one jury member.
Mm-hmm.
One jury member. Have reasonable doubt, and you can go free.
Yeah, like it's so crazy.
So I applaud him for that response. Mm-hmm. You know, you said you know he cheated on you, but then you really, really don't. So, you know, you said he cheated on you with a younger woman and she called. Well, if you know that, then you know the rest of it. But obviously he said you should have went along with it because she lied. And I really like that in him. So now,
of course, you
caused me. Yeah, you know, so that has caused me to ponder and go, wow. Yeah.
Doubt.
Doubt. There is doubt now. Mm-hmm. Strong, dude. Strong. Instantly strong, too.
Never too late.
Let me give it to him. Let me give it to the people.
Shut up, Tom. Tell him I give it up for
him. Show you love.
Yes, come on now.
Damon in Montgomery writes, I went to Atlanta to get a liposuction, and I trusted my best friend to drive me home afterwards. He took pictures of me and all bandaged and bruised and shared them on our group chat. As soon as I heal, I'm whooping him. Is there a better solution?
No, that's pretty good right there. I think that,
this is a guy.
That's what
Damon in Montgomery. Yeah, this is a guy.
Yeah, what are you going to talk to him? I don't think that's going to get him.
Good ass whooping.
I think you ought to whip him, and then when he get bandaged up, you post that. You know, since we posted wounds. Yeah, as soon as you heal.
Okay. Why post-op wounds.
That's cold.
That's cold. What
kind of friend you got?
Yeah. More men are getting plastic surgery and stuff, too.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, you two could get it. Y'all been talking about being ugly.
You said did? Facial? What you say?
Wait, is that what you did? Did you try something?
I ain't tried.
Well, you sound like you know what you're talking about. You get your money back.
What?
I don't know what they all did, right. But you got to get your money back.
Not a refund. Botched. It was a botch.
Hey. Is all right. Moving on to... Dang, Steve. Moving on to Shaquilla. Shaquilla in Fort Lauderdale.
Ugly people be ugly. They just are.
They be ugly and...
They be ugly. Man. Ugly spirit.
The CLO should have jumped in it. Go ahead,
Shaquilla in Fort Lauderdale says, my five-year-old went to preschool and told her teacher that her mom's boyfriend squeezes her mom's neck.
Yes, that's how my boyfriend kisses me, by gently choking on me, and I love it. How do I explain that to my child's teacher, though?
Well, that don't sound good to nobody. What? I ain't, you know.
No.
I gently kiss my wife. I don't wrap my hand around her throat, squeeze a little bit. That don't, anybody finna play like this. Yeah, yeah, they finna, I'm gonna just tell you right now, they finna take your baby.
Protective services.
You finna lose your child. Yeah. Your child. Yeah, they'll come to the house and find out what's really going on. Yeah, and then he choked me like that too when he kissed me. Who, baby? Her boyfriend, that's how he kissed me too. I don't like it though.
Oh, that's what the baby's saying? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Because he had choked me one time and my crackers came up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You finna lose your baby. Next one, sure.
Oh, my God. Okay, last one. All right, this is from Alicia in Woodbridge, who says, I had a fling with a guy I met online, and we knew we weren't compatible, but the sex was great. He's turning 50 this year, and he called to say he wants to get married, and he's interested in me. Would I be nuts to take him up on this offer?
Well, I mean, you're not compatible, and you're going to marry a person. How that sound?
How that's going
to
go?
Because when y'all not having great sex, you know, y'all going to have to sit around and talk. This is the same person you don't like.
And they have nothing.
It's the same person you don't like. Baby, come on, shut up talking. Let's go on in this bed.
Shut up talking.
They can't talk about nothing.
Baby, hold on. Don't quit asking me stuff. Let's go on in this bed. No, I want to go to church. Let's go in this bedroom. What? Why don't we die at church with you for?
Yeah, this is.
I don't like walking in no sunset. Get on up in this bed where we belong. You know what we do. We don't be walking and talking, holding hands, making plans and stuff.
Can they go to the movies? Can they go to no damn movie?
Get on up in this bed. What they got down there at that movie going to be better than what we in here doing?
Let's go dating.
What?
Let's go. Are you going to vote?
You want to vote? I don't need no vote to get up in this bed. You vote, I vote, we in there.
Oh, he wants to do.
I be voting, I don't give a damn. Trump Biden up in the office. What that got to do with what hold us together? baby, quit talking to me about saving money.
We probably ain't going to make it.
Why would we save money? Why is you still talking? Why don't we get up in this bed?
Hey, can't talk.
We got to do more than just sleep together and have great
that's
sex.
That's all we do. You was online with me when you met. You know that's all we do. We had great sex. We ain't compatible.
All right. I'm breaking up with you. Coming up at the top of the hour.
You swipe right, I swipe left. I don't even know how we in here.
We'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bye.
All right, so Jill Scott is trending after complimenting Chris Brown on his talent and skills after he dropped the diss track about Quavo. Jill tweeted, quote, "Chris Brown is amazing. How does anybody sing like that, dance, look, act, and rap like that? Beyond gifted. It appears exceptional people have to go through exceptional," and then she put the fire emoji up. She said, "There's nothing to debate." A follower on social media responded to Jill's post saying, "I think the women he's abused would disagree." Jill replied and mentioned her mother's abusive personal experience as well. She also responded to the backlash saying, in part, "Years of prayer, therapy, self-reflection has made me more compassionate for other human beings." She went on to say, "We say we believe in God, pray for enlightenment." So, today's question is, if Rihanna has forgiven Chris Brown, shouldn't everyone else? That's the question, basically.
Well, we know social media ain't going to forgive nothing.
Yeah.
They don't let nothing go.
But we should.
Yeah. It's on and on and on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's no denying that Chris Brown is a major talent. I mean, how can you disagree with Jill on that? Yeah.
I mean, he's talented. He can sing. He can dance, just like she said. And we just found out he can rap. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Better than the ones that's been out.
I mean, rap, though. Like, you got to say it twice.
Real rap.
Rap.
How long ago was the Rihanna incident? How long?
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
Was it over 10 years ago?
It might be over
10.
Yeah.
So now let's go.
Let's see.
How long do you have to hold a person to a mistake they made? Secondly, who are you to hold anybody to a mistake they made? When I'm almost certain, 1,000%, that you have made as many mistakes. Mm-hmm. How many times? It's just that people want to weigh sin. Sin is sin. You can't weigh it. You know, committing adultery is just like anything else. It's one of the sins, if that's what it is. You know, you could call it what you want to call it. I think the young man should be forgiven for his mistake, his past transgression, and be allowed to get up and move on with his life. And you can't keep holding him to that. And like, for example, when he was denied playing into the NBA All-Star, Celebrity All-Star game. Because he got pushed back from one of them soda pop companies or whatever they call them. They got a lot of nerve, man. They got a lot of nerve. You can't continue to do that to a person. It's not right.
Yeah,
it's
2009,
not right.
Was the incident with Chris Brown.
Wow, that's a long time.
I think it was that Grammys weekend.
Look, Bill O'Reilly has made mistakes. He's back on TV in different capacity. Mm-hmm. You know, they got rid of Don Lemon. Don Lemon, look what happened to Don Lemon. He got his money and he's back on TV. Chris Cuomo has a show. He's back on TV. Don Imus made the comment about WNBA girls players. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? He was back on radio.
College.
You know, about the college players, nappy headed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all of that. And guess what? He went back on TV. Excuse me. Donald Trump.
19. Oh,
Donald Trump. Y'all got a lot of nerves in this country, man.
Come on, man.
Donald Trump had an affair with a porno star. Paid the porno star off.
He's on trial for that
and
now.
And the check is there. He on trial for that now. And guess what? Y'all still finna vote for him. Man, y'all miss me. Y'all need to come on. Y'all have selective forgiveness.
Yeah.
And now, that's all I got to say. You sitting up in here talking about that. And you want to hold a man accountable for that. You can't. It's not the way it works. And you still going to find a way to vote for Donald Trump because it serves your purposes.
I think that's a little different, dog, because we talking about Black America when we talking about Chris Brown. You know what I mean?
We talking about right.
Are you saying he's being held more accountable
that's
because
all
he's
I'm
black?
Talking about.
Mm. I think, Tom, you're saying
what
social
I'm
media.
I'm talking about the black community.
All-Star, too, though, that he was saying they canceled Chris Brown's appearances, so that was corporate, too.
Now, what Tommy's saying has
yes,
a valid
I agree
point
with Tommy.
To it.
Yeah, because race
we
always.
Are,
yeah.
No, we
as
are the worst
we the worst, man.
Social media in our own community.
It's always
we have people. No one to blame for this except ourselves. This ain't what the white man did to us. Mm-hmm. This ain't the system. This ain't got nothing to do with slavery. This is us vilifying one another and destroying us as soon as we see somebody get a little leg up on us. Let's snatch his ass down. Yeah. And don't nobody do that better than us.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Do it to ourselves.
On social media.
That part.
It's a real tragedy what's happening to us, man.
Yeah.
And we have no one to blame but ourselves.
That's true.
All because we want to be out front with some likes and followers and hits.
Clicks.
Try to make a little money off.
All right, so moving on to this story. Boxer Ryan Garcia, you guys were talking about the fight yesterday, admitted to drinking and partying than actually fighting before his fight with Devin Haney. Take a listen.
I walked through the fire and still held it down and still beat Devin Haney and still drank every day and still beat him. And I did everything. What happened? False reality, right? Drank every single night, went out on the first Monday and the Tuesday and drank. What happened? I won.
Right? He did calm down.
Not necessarily am I proud of that, but I'm just saying, this is, it was a statement to show you guys can't really with me.
Wow,
that ain't champion behavior.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not sustainable.
Yeah. I'm just telling you.
That is not sustainable. Okay.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about the Met Gala right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
According to Vogue magazine, affectionately referred to as fashion's biggest night out, the Met Gala 2024 is a fundraising benefit for the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. The 2024 Met Gala will take place on Monday, May 6th, and will celebrate the Costume Institute's new exhibition, Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion. Of course, we can't wait to see the celebrities and their costumes on the red carpet. So, Steve, blue cheese, you're into fashion. We know that. Let's talk about it. What are some essential tips for a well-dressed man?
All I can tell you is this, and this has not been put out there, but my stylist, Ellie Caramo.
Yeah,
Ellie Caramo has been selected by Vogue to design the dress for a well-known person that we all know.
Wow. Congratulations, Ellie.
He does sketches. Oh, he's actually fashion. He does sketches. Mm-hmm. He did 22 sketches, showed them to me. I picked the dress that I thought was the bomb one out of his 22 selections. So he sent everything to Vogue. Vogue picked the exact same dress that I picked.
You better come on, blue cheese.
That's why they call you blue cheese.
I kid you not. That's just some inside information. Ellie said, man,
cool.
OG, they picked the same dress you picked. And you know the person that he's dressing, and it's by Vogue.
I'm
not going to give it away. It's a cliffhanger. Uh-huh. But what they have on that night, you will see them, and it will be a combination of Vogue and Ellie Caramo design for the Met Gala.
Let's go, Ellie. Congratulations. That's Ellie.
That is really great.
That's awesome.
That's his. He loves fashion. He lives it.
Yeah, that's all he do. He ain't good at nothing else.
Anyway.
Talking, sharing, caring.
You say nothing.
Just fashion. Yeah.
He's a beautiful
guy. Dice shooting, nothing.
Nice. He's good at what he needs cards. To be good at, though.
He play Uno, but he ain't play no real cards. He can't drive.
Mad at a good Uno.
You know, other than that, though, he good. But now let me say this as far as the essential tips for dressing.
Yeah.
Stop wearing them damn T-shirts and buy your ass something other than some sneakers. Sneakers don't go with everything. Stop believing that.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass some shoes and buy yourself some shirts with some damn collars on it. And act like your ass is grown.
Fashion tips from Uncle Steve.
You know what I'd like to see, though? I'd like to see you give Ellie driving lessons and let's video it. I'd like to.
Who?
Ellie.
Ellie driving lessons and let's video it.
Dog, I don't have no car. Ellie could try to learn how to drive. No, he better go down there and get one of them school cars with the brakes on the other side.
The driver's
all right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check your voicemail, Steve, at 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check your voicemail, Steve, 877-29-STEVE. You can call if you want to leave a message for Steve. You might just hear your call on the air. Here we go. This is from James in Memphis. James left a message about fashion, Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is James, man. I was just calling to congratulate you that you're bringing the bell bottoms back, and you look real sharp. Man, I'm so tired of these tight clothes. You can't believe yourself. So, Steve, thank you, bro. Set the styles for the kings in America.
Yeah,
James.
I'm glad they bringing them back, because I'm really upset that I threw so many of my clothes away, because, boy, Lord have mercy, boy, I had them already. That's why, you know, it ain't even a stretch for me to wear, like, the bell bottoms and flare leg pants, because I grew up in that. Yeah. That was my first, you know, when I was in high school, man, that was it. Them bell bottoms, flare legs, you know, that's what's happening now. That's what's coming out of Paris and Italy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you had the black ones on with that leopard
look. Fully arrived in America yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because European, the Italians and the French are a year in front. So what you can buy over there won't be available here for a year. That facts. I'm not, that's just facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we had started with some designs in that area. And then it took off. I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just saying we had already started. So when they started coming out this year, I already had them. Because I was getting them made last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm already, we was making them last year.
You trendsetter, ooh. You.
Gone, Blue Chicken. Yeah.
Fashionista.
I can't help it. You know what I'm
saying? Now, why do they call you Blue Cheese again?
Because I be dressing.
I love that.
This is from Rob in Santa Monica. He left a message about the WNBA, Steve.
Hey, what's up, Steve? This is Rob from Santa Monica, California. I want to give a shout-out to all of y'all on the morning show. Carla, Mississippi, Monica, Shirley, of course, nephew Tommy and Junior, and, of course, the man, Mr. Steve Harvey himself. I wanted to speak real quick on Shirley brought up the disparity between the WNBA player's salary and the NBA player's salary. Real quick, something that people don't think about is that there's only 12 teams in the WNBA. There's only 12 teams versus 30 teams in the NBA. So, of course, you ain't going to make the same amount of money. What the WNBA needs to do is try to fill out more teams in the league, number one. Number two, stop playing basketball in the summer. When my team loses in the NBA, I don't feel like watching no basketball in the summertime. Summertime is for vacations. It's hot. Ain't nobody trying to be up in no stadium with some folks or whatever watching a game all day. You're trying to be out. You're trying to go on vacation and things like that. And so what the WNBA needs to do is have their season during basketball season with everybody else. You notice that the NCAA women's tournament ain't losing no viewers. They making way more money and getting way more viewers than the WNBA. So the WNBA is losing to their own counterparts in college, whereas the NBA is not losing to the NCAA tournament as far as viewership and as far as revenue. So I just wanted to say that real quick. I love what y'all are doing. God bless y'all. Peace.
You know what? He has a valid point. He really
Rob.
Does.
Yeah,
he does. Great voice too, Rob.
Yeah.
But, you know, because I was looking at the Zoom and they were just, you know, holding it, patting their hand, everything, fixing clothes, you know, fixing their clothes and stuff. So I didn't know that about. But I thought he had a valid point, because I've often said that too, man, that the summertime, but they want to pick summer because there's nothing else on. But summer is just not a good look, man. TV season goes down in the summer. They don't start back up to the fall, because first of all, it get dark on the East Coast at 9 o'clock. Ain't nobody in the house watching no game at 7. And he's exactly right about that. He is 1,000% correct. And I hadn't even thought about it like that.
Me neither.
But that's true. And you need some more damn team. And then you need bodies in the seats. And ain't nobody going in there in the summer. They got a couple of problems. But right. they be balling, man, and they got to find a way. Put that stuff on during the season.
Yeah. I didn't know it was just 12 teams. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's 12 teams.
All right. Yeah. Coming up next, it is the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he makes excuses for her body count. We'll get into that, find out what that's really all about in just a few, because right now the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what is it today?
Early, we got to get out of these schools. These kids got this nappy hair. I got to call these parents and tell them about these kids' hair. You got to call these parents and let them know about these kids' hair. It's nappy.
Said the man with no hair.
Yeah. Well, no hair, people can talk, Shirley, because we don't have it.
I'll cuss you out so hard if you call me
my baby.
That is thus the objective. Thus the objective. Thank you. That is my sole purpose for calling. We're going to call about this child's hair. When he's... Call a parent about this child's hair. We got to fix it. We got to fix it. Nappy hair. Let's go, cat dog. Nappy hair.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to get Francis.
This is she.
Hey, Francis. How you doing? My name is Daryl. Daryl's our kids, they go to together.
Oh, yeah.
Your daughter's Kaylin, right?
Yes.
Okay. My son is DJ, Daryl Jr. I think I may have met you at the beginning of the school year. You remember meeting me, Daryl? Daryl's.
Oh, I met a lot of people, but I'm sorry, I can't place you right now.
Okay, all right, no problem. Hey, listen, I was getting your call. You know, there's only a handful of black kids at the school, you know, being a private school and all. And the black parents, we all got together and had a meeting a couple nights ago.
Okay, you say all the black parents. Okay, I wasn't there. Why wasn't I called?
Well, we actually had a meeting about your daughter, Kaylin.
Oh, well, what about Kaylin? Is there a problem at school that she's creating or something I don't even know about? What's going on with?
Well, actually, we feel privileged to be, you know, like I said, there's only a handful of blacks, and we try to carry ourselves in a dignified way, our presence, our attitude, the way we handle ourselves. And, you know, Kaylin's doing very good in school, from what I understand, and very nice with all the rest of the kids. She's getting along. That's not the problem. What we're trying to get is the grooming of Kaylin. You know, Kaylin has these braids, and what we were trying to do is give, you know, we had a meeting about it.
Hold up. Did you just say her grooming? Something's wrong with her grooming?
Well, it's not necessarily her clothing. Of course, you know, the kids wear the uniforms. But the braids, you know, we want to represent ourselves with a lot of dignity, the way we carry ourselves. We want to be, you know, pretty much nice and clean, spit and polished. We would really prefer if her hair was straight and opposed to being braided up, you know?
Wait a minute.
Because that kind of gives off a ghetto type of look to it. And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Are you crazy? Is something wrong with you? You know, first of all, how the hell you get my number? If you couldn't call me for the meeting, why are you calling me now?
Well, like I said, ma'am, the meeting was to get the general consensus on where all the parents feeling the same way about your daughter and her braids. You know, we're just trying to keep everything classy at when it comes to the blacks that attend the school. There's only 10 of us, you know, 10 children attending.
I tell you what you can attend. What you can attend to is this phone hanging up in your face. You tell the parents... all of them for me. Y'all can go straight and hit rock bottom out of hell talking about my child and her braids. Her braids are ethnic. They are nice. She is well groomed. And I don't know how in the hell you got my telephone number, but tell all the parents for me to kiss the crack of my you know what.
Listen, first of all, I don't like the way that you're talking to me, okay? I carry myself with class, with dignity. I'm spit and polish, ma'am.
How
I wanted to call and
talk
to you.
You're not even calling me.
You're acting just as ghetto as her hairstyle.
Let me say something real ghetto to your okay? You and all the parents can hit rock bottom out of hell. Don't call me no more with no like this. This is ignorant. I'm far beyond this. My child is well groomed. She is going to go to that school. As a matter of fact, as much money as it costs to go there. Y'all should have been meeting on how we can get together and pay the tuition. How about that?
Are you trying to sit here and tell me that you got a problem taking her braids down and wearing her hair straight so she can look a lot more classy than what she looks right now? It's a pathetic look that she's having right now.
You know what? What's your hair look like? Take a picture of your yourself and send it to me. Text it to me. Since you get folks' phone numbers and give it to you, take a picture of yourself and text it to me. I bet you look like who would have thought it. My daughter's braids are going to stay up for the rest of the year. As a matter of fact, we ain't going to even rebraid it. It's going to stay that way so it can be matted and represent. That's what we're going to do.
Francis, listen, I don't want to argue. I just wanted to call and see if we could actually, you know, come to a medium on this. Do you think that there's a possibility that, I mean, when I'm picking up DJ tomorrow after school, would it be all right if I picked up Lil Kaylin and brought her home and let my wife do her hair?
Please, I wish you would pick my daughter up and see what the hell I do. I'm going to call my husband and tell him to come over your house and whoop your after he braids your hair. I wish you would pick up my daughter. I'll call the police on. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to call the police on me and my husband. Do it and see what happens.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to get some class here. That's all we're wanting. We're not wanting to fight with you. It's just the blacks here at, we think that we want a little bit more classy look of the way we are groomed. That's the only thing we're looking for.
Only person who's going to be taking the class is, when we get to whoop, you're going to be taking the class. How about that? Yeah, I can't stand a like you. Y'all get $5 and one penny in your pocket and think you're better than everybody else. You forget where you came from. As a matter of fact, what's your name? Because I'm calling the principal on your a day. Give me your name and Mr. Who? What's your name?
That's not really what my name is.
Well, that's what told me when you first called me. What is your real name?
My real name is Tommy.
Tommy?
No, my last name either.
Well, what the hell is your name? Do you know?
My name is Tommy, Nephew Tommy, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Keith, got me to prank phone call you.
I be Oh, my God. Keith, put your to this. You got me ready to click your to PTA, the L school, and everybody else. I tell you what, keep it out for the rest of the week for putting this to me.
He told me, he said, man, he said, it don't take but about 2.5 minutes for my wife to go off. He said, it don't take but 2.5. He said, and I promise you. You all right? Oh, baby, calm down, baby. Let me ask you something. I got one more thing to ask you. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you go. Come on. Get it.
Ooh, what y'all want to do? Y'all want to march on Nappy? What y'all want to do? What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm mad.
What?
I don't have anything to say to you. Terrible.
I am not my hair, all right? I am not my hair. The nephew was coming to town. Let's see where I'm going next. I am May 5th. It is the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Netflix is a Joke Festival. YouTube Theater, Let There Be Laughs, hosted by yours truly. We got Kev on stage. We got Tony Baker, Lavelle Crawford, J.J. Williamson, hosted by yours truly. And we got Fred Hammond and a live band. Yeah.
All right.
We got a gospel icon, Fred Hammond, in the building. All right. It's all going down. And that is a clean comedy show right there. Clean, clean, clean. No profanity allowed. So the whole family can come out and have a good time. Sunday night, Let There Be Laughs, May 5th.
Just want to point that out. Church people cuss. Just want to point that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Church people cuss.
Yes, they do.
Well, we won't be cussing out.
They laugh at jokes with cussing in it. Just wanted to point that out. I toured with Kirk Franklin. I'm living witness. They holler just as hard.
That was a great tour, too, Steve.
Yes, it was.
That was.
I remember that.
That was.
Fire.
Fun.
That was good, yeah.
All right, Tommy. Well, thank you. That crazy prank. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he makes excuses for her body count. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
What was that?
My voice ain't back yet, sir.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he makes excuses for her body count. Dear Stephen Shirley, one of my oldest friends got reacquainted with a girl we went to high school with, and he was so excited that she wants him, he is trying to marry her. My husband and I invited them to dinner, and I purposely did not tell my husband anything about the lady's past. I let him meet her and form his own opinion. Just from sitting and talking to them for 2 hours, my husband said that my friend is so caught up by her beauty, there's nothing I can do or say about this girl to make him leave her. This woman is 33 years old now, and she slowed down a lot and said she's in love with my friend and ready to be a wife. She left high school early to go to Arizona to live with a pro basketball player. I heard she later got a GED, but there's no proof of it. After he dumped her, she got with the Chicago Bulls player and moved to Chicago to be with him. That didn't last because his wife found out about the affair and ran her out of town. There have been so many rumors circling that she has been having sex for money to keep up the lifestyle. Then she started selling the expensive gifts that she got from her men. She has been called a professional side chick for years. Her only saving grace is that she's beautiful and that her body's still tight. But now that she's got lots of mileage on that perfect body, she wants to settle down with my nerdy friend because he's wealthy. I asked my friend how he could overlook her body count, and he said that she never had any children with these men, so he's allowing her to wipe her slate clean and start over. My husband said it's too late. My friend is sprung. But how can he overlook her body count? Mind your business. I mean, you're judging this woman who could very well be more mature now, change for the better, and ready to settle down. I mean, these are rumors. You said it in the letter. These are things you've heard about this woman. How do you know if a word of it is true? Is she selling her body now? Is she a gold digger now? For her to have done all the things you claim, and her looks and body are still intact, I'll just say this. She doesn't look like what she's been through, like many of us. And so what? If your friend is mesmerized by her beauty, men are visual. Don't you know that?
Just
and
like
they love beautiful women.
I'm sorry.
Your friend is wealthy, you say? Well, that's what many wealthy men do. They go after, they marry, they date beautiful women. Look around. Businessmen do it. Athletes do it. Entertainers do it. And on and on. This is life and how the world works. I mean, I would be way more concerned if she was a horrible person and you said she was ugly on the inside, but you didn't say that. So I don't get what your problem with any of this is. Your friend is a grown man. Your husband is right. It is too late. Your friend is sprung and they're in love. I think you need to worry about your own marriage and let them be happy. Steve?
You know what? I see a letter full of redemption and then I see this hater.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I'm going to read the letter line by line, and I'm going to point out the redemption, and then I'm going to show you the hate. Because that's all it is. And then maybe I had time to do all this, and then y'all can ask me questions on the second half. How can a man do this? Okay, let's go. Dear Shirley, one of my old friends got reacquainted with a girl we went to high school with, and he's so excited that she wants him, he's trying to marry her. Now, my husband and I, now, so this is a woman writing this letter now. Mm-hmm. So my husband and I invited them to dinner, and I purposely didn't tell my husband anything about the lady's past. Obviously, the lady, your husband don't know the lady, right? I let him meet her and form his own opinion. And for sitting and talking to him for 2 hours, my husband said that my friend is so caught up by her beauty that there's nothing I can do or say about this girl to make him leave her. Okay, now we've got that out the way. Now let's start going. This woman is 33 years old and now she's, she has slowed down a lot. That's called redemption. That's called learning from your mistakes, slowed down a lot. But then, you know, what are we really talking about though? She says she's in love with my friend and ready to be a wife. Okay. That's redemption. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. She left high school early to go to Arizona to live with a pro basketball player. Okay. You don't, young people make mistakes. You can make a mistake. Left high school early to go to Arizona to live with a basketball player. That's a youthful decision. Man, do you know how many decisions I made as a young person? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I heard, hearsay, rumor. I heard she later got a GED, but there's no proof of it. Okay, so what?
Wow.
She 33. After he dumped her, she got with a Chicago Bull player and moved to Chicago to be with him. Man, y'all look at, I ain't no fun.
I thought this was her friend. Right now.
No. The man is her friend.
Her friend.
Oh.
That's why she being so doggish towards this woman. That didn't last because his wife found out about the affair and ran her out of town. So maybe she didn't know the dude was married. Maybe he just moved her up there. You don't know. But you don't know none of this. There have been so many rumors circling, rumors, that she's been having sex for money to keep up the lifestyle.
Hang on, Steve.
All right.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he makes excuses for her body count. We'll get back into this letter right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's letter. The subject is, he makes excuses for her body count.
Here's this woman who's got this male friend, went to high school with him. And he'd have met this new girl. Obviously, she didn't care for the girl back in high school, so she invited them out to dinner with her and her husband so he could pass judgment for himself. After 2 hours of conversation, he decided this man ain't going nowhere because she sprung on her looks. Let's get this out the way. Damn, she fine.
She's beautiful.
Listen to me. I'm talking about put together. All right. Now, you say the woman is 33 and she done slowed down a lot. Okay, redemption. People change. Yeah. She's in love with my friend and ready to be a wife. Okay, that's good. She left high school early to go to Arizona to live with a pro basketball player. Okay, you make mistakes when you're young. I heard she later got a GED, but there's no proof of it. You know, GEDs don't really up your life that much. I'm just going to go and tell you that right there. High school diplomas ain't done all that much for me either. So I got a high school diploma. I ain't never been able to flash that in nobody's face.
Can't find
it. Got a high school diploma. I ain't ever been able to flex with that one. Not now, damn time. After he dumped her, she got with a Chicago Bull player and moved to Chicago. That didn't last because his wife found out about the affair and she ran her out of town. Okay, another mistake. There have been so many rumors, ladies, circling that she's been having sex for money to keep up the lifestyle. Let's stop right here. She's been having sex for money. men use money for sex. It's been the exchange since the beginning of time. Women have give sex for money. Men give money for sex. Now, if it's a direct transaction, that's prostitution.
Yep.
But okay, the other transaction is called dating.
Yep.
It's called dating.
And it's more expensive.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Whining and dining. Ding, 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 ding.
Facts, facts, facts.
All right. Then she started selling the expensive gifts she got from her men. That's because, you know, she decided to change her life. Let me sell some of this stuff. It don't mean nothing to me no more. She has been called a professional side chick for years. Okay. So. Her only saving grace is that she's beautiful and her body's still tight. Let me tell you something about that saving grace. Amen. That's hella. Amen. That is hella. Hella. Don't you underplay this girl. Don't you not give her her full credit now.
Yeah.
Her only saving grace is that she's beautiful and her body is still tight. But now that she got lots of mileage on that perfect body, you don't know that.
Right. She has no clue.
And Shirley said something that stunned me in her idea. Shirley said something to the effect, a lot of us do this.
Mm-hmm. What?
Shirley, do you remember that remark you said?
Oh, yeah, about wealthy men and men with money and all that. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I thought you meant
men are visual.
No, you said something about a lot of women do this. I didn't know what you were referring to.
A lot of women do this?
It was on your response.
Oh, yeah, I don't do
this. Yeah, you said we've all done this.
Something like that, you said.
I said she doesn't look like what she's been through.
And we've all done this.
Supposedly if she's been through anything.
I was just trying to figure out what you said. Anyway, it don't matter.
I don't remember.
She wants to settle down with my nerdy friend because he's wealthy. Hello?
Yeah, what?
What? She wants to settle down with my nerdy friend because he's wealthy.
Well,
ooh, Miss Judge and Jury over there.
Okay. I asked my friend how could he overlook her body count. He said, she ain't never had no kid with these men.
Yeah, and she's still beautiful.
Damn right, dog. Yeah. Damn right. And so now he's allowing her to wipe her slate clean and start over. Mm-hmm. God did.
Mm-hmm.
My husband says it's too late. My friend is sprung. Your husband right.
Mm-hmm.
But how can he overlook her body count? Let me tell you how we can overlook the body count. You can't count what you can't see. You can't count what you don't see. Mm-hmm. You can't count what you ain't looking at.
Mm.
And you got more rumors in this letter than you got facts.
Yeah.
You got more hearsay in this letter than you got facts. Because right now, all I saw in this letter for this 33-year-old woman, all I saw was two men. An Arizona ball player and a Chicago ball player. Mm-hmm. That's all I saw in this letter. And now your friend, which holds on to the fact of what I tell women all the time. When a man asks you your body count, your maximum number is 3. Arizona, Chicago, and now the nerd. Hello. She's standing strong to me.
Yeah.
But how can he overlook her body count? What body count?
Yeah. Crazy. She's a hater.
Yeah, she is.
Full-blown hater.
Yeah, I mean, why can't she just let them be happy if they're happy? Why
let them be great.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Does she like the guy?
Fine. She fine.
This girl is fine.
She's gorgeous.
I'm telling you right ass.
She absolutely is.
It's all that's what's really wrong with this. Mm-hmm. That's what she bad.
Yeah.
How he gonna overlook the body count? Because he can't overlook her body in her face.
You just kept it 100.
That's why. Don't ask me nothing else.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, you know what time it is. Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. What you got for us, Junior?
NBA playoffs, 3 great games last night. Let's give it up for the Cavaliers, 2-0 over the Magic. They up.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, 23 points, man. Leading them,
hell
man.
Yeah.
You know what, Unc? You think this is going to be a sweep here?
Uh-uh. I'm enjoying these two games, man.
These two games. Well, congratulations, Cavaliers, man. 96-86 over the Magic. But, man, we get over here to the 76ers and the Knicks. Oh, my gosh. The Knicks is up 2-0, man. 104-101 over the 76ers. Controversy at the end. They didn't get the call. Tyrese Maxey got the ball. They was up. And then all of a sudden, Josh Hart takes it from Tyrese Maxey. Hit a game-winning three to put the Knicks up 102-101. Then they fired and hit the two free throws. 104-101, man. Congratulations to the Knicks. They up 2-0 over the 76ers. Did anybody see this coming?
No.
No.
Ask me how much I care, though.
How much do you care?
Less than a.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, one thing I done got about sports, man, the team I'm pulling for, if y'all ain't trying to win and y'all don't care about winning, I know good and hell well I'm not finna care more than you.
Yeah.
Okay. I've stopped that right there. You know, I used to mess my Sundays up watching the Browns and Monday be sick. No, I don't do that no more, man.
Y'all not sick.
I'd be about to vomit on Monday.
So y'all lose because y'all don't want to put no effort in. Want my cheering.
Man, I'm going, but as soon as I cut that game off, I'm right back to normal.
I know that's right.
Well, who ain't normal this morning is the Lakers, man. The Lakers lost again to the Nuggets, 101-99 for the 10th straight loss to Denver on a buzzer beater from Jamal Murray. Did you see the shot? Over Anthony Davis, man. With time expiring, now they down 2-0. Down 2-0. I don't know. Can it just be that Denver just a better team than Los Angeles? Can we just say that?
Has Michael Jordan ever lost 10 times in a row?
Not that I could think of, Unc. I can't recall that. So that's
ain't
just
nobody watching tape.
So we're not gonna just say this, Unc, because you're gonna say that Jordan better player. Jordan, the greatest.
Okay. I'm very comfortable with that. Do I think LeBron James is one of the greatest modern day players in the history of the game? Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely.
The GOAT in this game of basketball. Is that dark skinned boy up out of Chicago that ain't got no hair. And LeBron need to try that too. LeBron is going to cut his hair.
Wow.
That'll help. Surely. You got to start talking to people that ain't got hair, LeBron. Come on.
All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a man on social media, Steve, needs your advice. He says, please help me with my wife's birthday. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Steve, Joe on Steve Harvey FM needs some advice from you. He says, I have a horrible track record when it comes to recognizing my wife's birthday. Last year, I forgot it altogether until the day of and scrambled to do something special for her. The day is steadily approaching and I really want to do something nice for her, but I'm at a loss for what to do. Would it make my gesture any less special if I just came out and asked her directly what could I do to make her birthday special? Or do I need to figure this out on my own?
P.S. Money is tight right now, so he needs something from you, Steve. Please help him. Oh,
see, you're coming in with too many stipulations right now. You ask her what she wants. It's going to cost some money, but I don't know how you can get me to that. You're going to have to tighten up. Now, obviously, you paid the price for that because this year you're ahead of the game. So maybe you've learned your lesson. But can't forget these birthdays. You can't forget your anniversary. You cannot forget them. Them the two you can't. There ain't no way in hell you can miss Christmas, so I'm just assuming you can't.
Not if you all know all the sports stats and all that stuff.
No, and Valentine's Day, you can't miss that face. So you got to tighten up on this birthday. Now, listen to me. It depends on how old you are, but you should. Hey, baby, I know your birthday coming. Any request you have.
Yeah,
and then whatever request she has, you got to add to that. Now, don't call in here talking about money tight.
You don't want it, but it is. You don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no, because they don't want to hear that either.
Okay.
They ain't real good at that, dog, when it comes to they date. Money tight. Okay, we'll shake something loose to you.
They be tight the whole time.
You know, it wasn't tight when you was buying all them damn cigars and them golf clubs. It wasn't tight when you was down there with all your friends paying for tabs and stuff like that. You know, go ahead and work through it, dog. That's all I can tell you. And now, you talking to the wrong person. When you come to me, tell me what you going to do for her. We got tight budget. First of all, I don't know what your budget is. If you told me you had 75, I tell you she going to be disappointed with what I tell you. Because you done already missed 4 or 5 damn birthdays. Now you coming in here with this damn bottle of perfume. See, you see what I'm saying, dog? You in makeup mode, right? Because you done missed some before. And then you finally think of it, and all you done thought of was a bottle of perfume. You got to remember, women created the phrase, it's the thought that counts. It's the thinking. Thought that counts. And what you best to do is get to thinking real hard.
Well, that's why I wrote to you.
That's what I'm just telling you, player. That's really where you're at right now.
Okay,
you in makeup mode, and you're going to have to get it right. Now, I don't know what your budget is, but you're going to have to extend it.
If the budget was $50, $75, you say she going to be what?
$75? Let me tell you something, dog. You're going to be right back at square one. Right back at square one.
But what if they're young? $75 might be a lot.
$75, she finna hate your ass even more. Yes, sir. I'm just telling you right now. Because then when you do remember my birthday, this is all you think of me? All this here? Yeah, dog. And she the wife, and she maybe done had a baby. Nah, partner, you're going to have to stretch out a little bit. And women appreciate when they know that their man has overextended himself for them. When a woman realizes that you've overextended yourself for them, there's a level of appreciation that comes with that. It's kind of hard to pay back. The return on that investment.
So there's nothing he can do with a tight budget? Nothing?
Yeah. Got a tight budget. Now, I don't know how you feel about stealing, but this is
Steve! Let's get over there.
Come on.
You got to do what you got to do.
A little bit more daring. You're going to have to be a little bit more daring this year.
Can he make something?
Don't make nothing for your wife, bro. Like a handmade card and all that. Let me tell you something.
Money is tight.
Coming in there with no damn popsicle stick ashtray you used to make when you was a Cub Scout. Don't do that here. Don't write no handmade notes.
You didn't give him any kind of hope. All right.
I don't know what he want. I don't know what to buy for $75. $75, I'll buy some perfume.
That's a small mess.
Yeah.
We'll have
unless you know how to change price tags on stuff, but everything got a skew.
No, stop that. We'll have more.
Now, that's hard now because everything got skews on it. Because when they come
coming up,
up
in 20 minutes,
and it's right a fishing lure.
Don't listen
sit over there with a couch. It ain't gonna work.
A couch.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, many people knew that last Saturday, April 20th, was 420 Weed Day. What many people did not know that April 20th was also, get this, guys, listen up, guys, Husband Appreciation Day. It was last Saturday.
Hell no, we didn't know it because y'all don't appreciate it.
Did nobody tell
you
us?
You ain't even said nothing about it. Hell no. We didn't know.
Y'all don't appreciate enough to let
well,
us know.
Well, it's gone now.
Why the hell would you put us right up against Tax Day? That just show you what y'all
weed
think
day.
It's gone Husband Appreciation Day. Y'all remember everything else.
It was 420. Okay.
You going to put us on the same day as weed.
Weed.
It's a holiday. It falls on the, so remember for next time, next year, it falls on the third Saturday in April each year. Okay, so next year.
Oh, so it could be a different day.
So somebody got high and came up with this. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Man, please.
How are we going to remember? Right.
It's something, guys. It's something. You said you don't like Father's Day. Now you have Husband Appreciation Day.
It ain't nothing. Why the hell y'all trying to have that?
Okay, it involves expressing gratitude to husbands for who he is.
Why would
all
you tell us this, Shirley, after it's over? Why didn't you tell us this a week ahead of time?
Doesn't affect me. Maybe that's why.
That's why that man keeps forgetting her damn birthday. Oh, it don't affect you. Oh, okay.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be poor and have a peaceful life, or would you rather be rich and have a life full of drama?
B. Bring all that down.
Bring everything.
B.
That is your life, Steve, right? Go ahead and say it.
You don't understand the question, though?
Yeah. What you mean, would you rather?
That's what it is. What it is.
I don't even understand it. So what you talking about? Would you rather?
It is what it is, right?
Man, God, please. This is
all
crazy.
Right. Would you rather get into a fist fight with a really stronger and taller person, or just fall down a flight of stairs?
Tommy.
What?
Tommy. Do you want to fight
your
fight?
I will fight your tall ass. I don't care. I don't care.
I thought you all were over that. No more fighting.
I don't know where that would you rather came from, but I will fight your tall ass.
I'm not going down no flight of steps.
No, I'm
so
not.
So you're going to fight? Oh, y'all going to fight?
No, we're going to be
every jolly green giant y'all put in front of me. I don't care.
That's damn near everybody.
Whatever.
You're going to be exhausted. He's going to be fighting.
I don't care.
You're getting worked up just thinking about it.
He's going to be fighting. He's going to be fighting children.
I'm fighting everything come at me.
Well, at least you ain't going to get on the. At least you ain't going to be on the playground getting choked out though.
Okay.
Tommy can't whoop a child though. I'll get that.
All right. Would you rather pull out all of your fingernails, or would you rather pull out 10 of your teeth?
I'm gonna go with them fingernails.
Fingernails.
Yeah,
I love them.
I just keep my hands in my pocket. That's all. I just keep my hands.
No, I'm going to lay them out on the table. We can talk. What I ain't going to do, what I can't do is pull out 10 of these.
All right. Would you rather have a sexy lovemaking session in a hot tub, or would you rather do it under a waterfall?
That water just constantly coming down.
Yeah. Like
waterfall.
I'm going to tell you something. That water cold now. You ain't gonna be the man you think you are with that cold water hit. I'm gonna tell you that right now. As you get up under that cold water, you ain't gonna be able to do a whole lot of nothing. Mm. Yeah, you gotta wait a while.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that hot tub. We ain't gonna be in there long now. It's gonna be about 3 minutes. We ain't gonna be in there long.
It's just the two of you. All right, would you rather be rich and by yourself alone, no other people, or would you rather be poor and find true love?
I've already done B.
My damn self.
What? Man, I've already done that. I want A.
Rich and alone.
Rich and alone. Yeah.
Poor.
You mean rich and no people around you at all?
No. Yeah, just rich.
Total solitude. Yeah. No human contact.
No. Just
oh, no. I'm going to be poor and in love and get on back to stealing.
Always crime.
That's today's round of Would You Rather, guys. Coming up at 49 minutes after, it's our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right.
you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day.
Tuesday. Hey, yo.
All right, it's been a good day. And Steve, before we get out of here, we have a question from Travoy on Steve Harvey FM. He says, I'm really mad at my brother because he just asked my girlfriend to be a stripper at his bachelor party. Yeah, my girl is a dancer and the money is good and he's always eyeballing her. My brother didn't even holler at me about it first. Like he didn't think asking her directly wouldn't get back to me. Anyway, she's going to pass on the job out of respect for our relationship. I appreciate it, even though I know the money is good. Still, I need to figure out how to talk to my brother about this when we get face to face. I'm about to whip his blank. What do you suggest, Uncle Steve?
Well, you know, listen, you're dating a girl that's a stripper.
He calls her a dancer.
Dance.
He calls her a dancer.
She's a stripper, though.
Okay. But let me ask you something. Why is she dancing? Does she have all her clothes on?
No.
It's not like he can respond. He calls her a dancer.
No. I mean, you know, like, ain't like, you know, listen, strippers come out there already naked. Just need to understand that here. This ain't burlesque. Where they slowly taking stuff off. Now, strippers come out there naked. Now, let me say this to you, dog.
Yes.
Your brother been eyeballing your girl because he know that's what she do. Probably been down there and seen her just say, when you saw her, she was doing that.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Now, your brother didn't ask her to come and dance at this party because he know that's what she do.
Right.
But she said no out of respect for you. That's what you need. Now, you need to go to your brother and say, hey, man, what would make you think to go to my girl and ask her to do this at your party without running this by me? I'm your brother. Now, what he going to say to you is, damn, dog, what you tripping for? Ain't that what she do?
Oof.
I was just going to let her make her own decision. See, the problem we got here is...
a failure to communicate.
you want everybody to look at your girl the same way you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to ever be the case. And I'll give you a prime example. Take her in there and introduce her to your mama and then tell your mama what she do.
Well,
and watch how that go.
Oh, she's going to
mama,
tell her.
This Sharita. Mm-mm. Hey, Sharita.
Glitter.
So,
Tommy.
AKA
what
glitter.
What do you do, baby? Oh, I'm a dancer.
I'm a dancer, yeah.
A dancer where, baby?
Alvin Ailey in New York. Is that what you
What you mean, down at the what? Down at the club?
I'm a praise dancer.
You see.
Praise dancer.
So you have a problem here. So it ain't no need of you talking about whooping your brother behind. Because, dog, you're trying to make everybody see her the way you see her. And that's not going to be the case.
Mm.
She has chosen a questionable career path that comes with different connotations, and it comes with a reputation. And so your brother, there's plenty of people he can get to dance at a party.
Yeah.
He should not have come to your girl.
Right.
But
yeah,
then...
you can hire anybody. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It ain't no need to jump in on your brother about this, though. That ain't worth it.
Okay.
Well, at least she said no.
Yeah, she's passed on
the job. Yeah, she passed on the job, and that's cool. But she dancing somewhere.
Well, that ain't going to be your girl next year, man. Damn.
Why? Because she's a stripper?
It ain't going to
be
your
girl.
Well, you know, I asked my husband that. I said, in love with a stripper? He said, it could happen.
It can happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they're beautiful, they have great bodies, and then, you know.
Well, I've taken them on dates before. Yep. You know, I mean, hey.
What?
Yeah, I did.
1993.
Yeah.
What is the significance of 1993?
I worked a cheetah for 2 weeks in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful thing.
Oh, yep, as a comedian. Okay.
Yeah, you was in love with two of them strippers, yeah.
Yeah.
In love.
That's right. No, full-blown in love with two strippers.
No. it happens. This is what I'm saying. We
I
just
mean, it's a job, and she's making good money. It's just like
I
you
didn't
said,
give
a question.
Ready to commit. Ready
commit?
I was. Yes.
Commit.
Yes. You wanted to marry her?
Very low point in my life.
Is there anything male equivalent to a stripper? Well, I mean, I know they have male strippers. I know they do. But it seems right. like female strippers.
Oh, if you're a woman and you're dating a male exotic dancer,
uh-huh.
you have nothing. You have nothing. He is not yours. Oh, he is not yours. If you're dating a male exotic dancer, mm-hmm. oh, no, no, no. He is, no. A dude that do that for a living? No, 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 no. Oh,
but I'm just trying
to
think.
There's no way he's committed
too.
To you.
Uh-huh.
Magic Mike and all that.
Yeah.
No, there's no way he committed to you.
Oh, okay.
He got women throwing money at him,
uh-huh.
wanting him. There's no way he's saying no to everybody. He can't.
What's that?
I ain't seen that.
Junior, what's up? What's up, boy? What's the name? Horseman.
Horseman Productions, boy.
Horseman.
Horseman.
But a woman, a female stripper can be committed. All right. We got to go.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, talk to God today.
Talk to God. Please.
Y'all be quiet.
Y'all need to pray.
Y'all be quiet. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. Y'all gonna mess around and go to hell.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.